Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who is very stoked to see Pat Metheny live in October. Your host, Maceo.
Everything EHC right here at Enchanted Hills Camp in Napa, California. I have another guest in the podcast tent on a hot afternoon during the teen camp. Tell me, sir, what is your name?
Mr. Million Dollars.
Mr. Million Dollars. Here he is in the podcast tent, ready to have a conversation with Maceo. Are you ready?
Yep.
What do you want to talk about, Mr. Million Dollars?
What things are going on in this camp?
What's going on in this camp? What have you been doing? You've been writing some cartoons. What have your cartoons been about?
What's going on it about efforts to take down President Trump?
Yes. You got some politics on your mind, don't you, Max?
Yep.
Yeah?
And also, what's great about the All-Star Game at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C.
Let's talk about that instead of politics.
But those are three subjects.
Okay. Well, we'll start with the All-Star Game. Are you okay with that?
Right.
Tell me about what happened at the All-Star Game this year.
It was decent.
You liked it?
Yeah.
What park was it in?
Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., home of the Washington Nationals.
Right, right. And who won?
The American League won big.
Won big.
With a walk-off home run from the Seattle Mariners.
There it is. It was pretty cool, wasn't it? How about them Seattle Mariners?
One famous home run in the middle of the game was from Mike Trout from the Anaheim Angels in California.
Do you like the Angels? Is that your team?
I actually live in San Francisco. My parents and I are a diehard San Francisco Giants orange and black baseball fan.
Nice. Did they win last night? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'll leave it up to my parents. Oh. But, you know.
Gotcha.
Craw was the only Giant in the game.
I can look and see. Let's see if we can get some MLB scores and see what happened last night. Yeah? Tell me what else. Do you remember anything else that happened in the game? Mike Trout? I think they won 8-6 or something.
They had a score of 10.
Oh, okay.
They won big.
Yes. All right. Well, right now, it's the end of the fourth, and the Phillies are beating the Padres. Let's see. Oh, the Giants are tied 5-5 in the bottom of the ninth with the A's
They're in Oakland.
Oakland, yeah.
Home of the Athletics at the Coliseum.
That's exactly right. Do you have a baseball team you don't like?
Specifically, Los Angeles Dodgers.
That would make sense if you're a San Francisco Giants fan, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So they're like your arch nemesis.
Yeah.
The Giants lost last night against the Athletics 4-3.
However, the Giants have most wins by 50 wins, per se.
Oh, and the Mariners won today against the White Sox. They're sweeping the White Sox.
Awesome. Yeah. Seattle's doing awesome.
Can
they pull it off to the playoffs?
I hope they can, Mr. Million Dollars, because I feel like, we're in the division with the champs, the Houston Astros there, and they're still playing really good baseball. So we need the wild card, which is always a toss-up. You know what I'm saying, San?
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't been in the playoffs forever. Right?
Playoffs and the final round, as well as the All-Star game, are always more exciting than regular games.
Yeah, it's just because there's so many games. Do you think the season is too long?
It's really tough.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
Yeah.
To answer.
I would agree. So let's go on to another subject. Hey, I heard... Have you been listening to your radio stations? You listen to radio stations, right?
I actually watch a progressive news source that my parents watch as well.
Oh, okay. And you're really into that?
Yeah. Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez's Democracy Now! Is our news source that we watch mostly, rather than a lot of other media outlets in America, because most of American media has switched over to celebrity coverage and gossip.
It sounds like that's annoying to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it?
I'm more into real things that are more serious and more critical.
Right. That means something.
To tell the real truth.
Right, right. I like your style. I like your style. You mean business, don't you, Mr. Million Dollars?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, do you have any other hobbies? I know you like to play piano, right?
I do.
What songs have you been playing? Or are you just writing music?
I do mostly exercises.
Oh, okay.
My piano teacher is really famous. Her name is Ayaka Isono, hailing from Japan. Works as a piano teacher in Richmond.
Is she super good?
Yes.
She plays beautiful piano?
Yes, she does. She works here a lot.
How long have you been taking lessons?
2 years.
And what kind of pieces are you playing? Can you name any of the pieces that you're playing, the songs?
I actually do exercise music.
Oh, that's right. So you're not really playing songs yet, you're just playing exercises.
It's part of my hobbies.
So getting the techniques down, right?
Yeah.
Lots of repetitive motions to get the techniques?
I think so.
Okay, so are you playing scales or chords?
Measures.
There it is. Mr. Million Dollars. Okay, so what else do you do in your spare time? Do you go to school or are you homeschooled?
Well, you know, I actually wanted that to remain private because...
That's cool. No problem. Every camper has the right to refuse any of the questions. How about this one? Do you have a favorite fast food?
Probably In-N-Out Burger.
Nice. Do you have a favorite soda? Do you drink soda?
Not into soft drinks or liquor.
Okay, so what do you like to drink if you want a little something nice to drink?
Water, juice, and milk.
Nice.
And ice cream.
Oh, what's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Cookies and cream.
Nice. Does your mom or your dad do the cooking in the house?
They do a bit of cooking.
Do you like what they cook? Do you like any of the meals that they make?
I think they do.
Yeah? What do you like to eat? If you could go out to dinner, where are you going to go besides In-N-Out?
I would actually have rice at the house because my parents have rough financial times.
I gotcha. So just some simple food at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let's move on to, let's see, what else do you want to talk about, Mr. Million Dollars? We got a couple more minutes. You got anything else you want to say?
In October of 2017, a terrible wildfire struck the Sacramento Valley and north coast of California. Most of its natural resources there have produced no food, and by Christmas, people were starving. A lot of homes were lost. Schools were ruined. Almost nothing people could do. And related to cartoons, it's related to Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's investigation into whether Donald Trump's campaign illegally worked with Vladimir Putin and the Russian government. For example, one cartoon is Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah.
Shirt says 14 months in office at the Department of Justice. Robert Mueller's shirt says 31 charged suspects. Manafort's prison jumpsuits says Paul 305 years in jail.
Wow.
The characters are in prison guard jumps. I mean,
yeah.
Prison guard suits.
It's pretty funny. Can I take a picture of it and post it with your podcast?
I think maybe.
Yeah, you'll let me do that, Mr. Million Dollars?
My mother pinged me on my phone saying, the cartoon isn't funny if you are Manafort, Paul Manafort, in a point of view, his point of view. He just wants to get back on the job. That's why he's pled not guilty to all of his charges he's facing. He's embattled.
Yes. Max, you always have an interesting and awesome take on stuff. I enjoy... Oh, Mr. Million Dollars? I gave it away, didn't I? I goofed. Sorry. I can edit that out. Mr. Million Dollars, you always have an interesting, awesome, fun take and perspective on things. I hope that you have a good year and that you keep doing what you're doing, all right?
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you for podcasting. Did you have fun?
Awesome.
Okay. Did I have to talk you into it a little bit? A little bit, right?
No, thanks.
Okay. Cool. Perfect. You've been listening to Maceo and Mr. Million Dollars on Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast. Thank you, sir, for joining us. And as always, we got a few more as I finish up the teen camp here in Napa, California at Enchanted Hills Camp. Thanks for listening. Over and out.